Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with three guests. There are four of us in here. Min Iwamoto is the communications manager at Sitka Sound Science Center. Tiffany Pearson is the Whale Fest director, and Bridget Reynolds is the Whale Fest run coordinator. Thank you all three for being here today.
Thank you. Morning.
Nice to have us.
Morning.
Well, it's fun to have you all in here because we get to talk about the Whale Fest and we get to talk about a lot of things that are happening at the Whale Fest. Everything from a run, we'll talk to Bridget about that, to a film fest, to marketplace, and much more. So I guess I'll turn to Bridget first and we'll talk about this run first thing. I guess, first of all, when is the run happening?
The run is a week from Saturday, November 5th. It's going to be at 9 a.m., but registration will start at 8 a.m., and it basically starts and ends at Whale Park.
So you can go out to Whale Park at 8 a.m. if you want to register the day of.
Mm-hmm.
And then can you register ahead of time?
Yes, you can register online at
SickaWhaleFest.org.
Thank you, SickaWhaleFest.org. Or you can also register at the table at Whale Fest at the Centennial Building.
Oh, great. Okay, so if you're wandering around at any of the other events preceding that Saturday, you can register there. Well, tell us about, for listeners who maybe are casual joggers or occasional runners or serious runners, like who is this run for?
Really, there's something for everyone. There's a 2 mile fun walk, there's a 5K run, and then there's a 10K run, and they're all fun. You can be competitive, you can just do it for fun. We're going to have prizes for top finishers in kids and adults for all the events. And then we're also going to have prizes if you spot a whale, because as most of us know, the course goes along the ocean and this is whale season. So likely you'll see a whale.
Yeah, that's a great prize. I really like that. More if you spot more than one, do you get more than one prize?
We don't have that figured out yet.
Okay. And then for those listeners who maybe aren't from Sitka or haven't done it before, could you tell us a little bit about the route?
Yes, so the route starts at Whale Park, which is a beautiful little park right on the ocean with these beautiful gazebos and boardwalks, and it kind of just follows the ocean on this nice wide sidewalk, and you pretty much see the ocean the whole time. The 10K turnaround, you're going to get into the trees a little bit, but pretty much you're on the along the ocean the whole way.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. Great. And then I guess if people have specific questions about the run itself, you're also the contact person for that. Do you mind giving out your contact information?
So it's Bridget Hitchcock, and it's my phone number is 907-738-5515, and I'm happy to answer any questions directly about the race.
Okay, wonderful. And then also just check out SitkaWhaleFest.org for the website. Well, so you've got a run happening at Whale Fest. Maybe you're not a runner, but you do like films. So Tiffany, who tell us about this film fest that's happening. When does that happen?
Yeah, so the film fest is happening on our opening day, Thursday. So we have a student art show, and then we have the film fest, and it starts at 5:30 on Thursday at the Shikakuan Nakahiri. And this year, it's going to be a little different than past years, which is kind of exciting. We're doing a film called Respect for All Things, and it's a documentary showcasing the importance of herring. And it's created by the Herring Protectors. They're located in Sitka. Louise Brady is kind of the lead of that. And the filter film will introduce the story, and we'll have expert panelists that will show up and answer questions after the film. It's a free event, and it's November 3rd. It's actually from 6:30 to 8:00.
6:30. Okay. Doors opening maybe a little bit before then, though. People
yes.
can come a bit early.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free, so they don't need to buy tickets or register.
Yes, and we will be providing light refreshments and herring egg salad. And it's nice to, we do have an option for them to register online just so we can have like a head count, because the space doesn't have a ton of space. So if they're able to register online, great. If not, just come at the door.
Okay. And you mentioned this one film, a documentary, and a panel. So is the film fest just the one film, or will there be other films as well?
Yes, it's just the one film showing.
So there'll be that will be shown, and then afterwards, people like Louise Brady might be there to answer questions.
Yeah, it'll actually be, I think, a member of her team. I'm not sure if Louise will be there, but we do have panelists from different areas and expertise, so that will be nice.
And then you'll get to try herring eggs if you
yes.
watch this film about the herring and the spawn, and then get to actually eat the food.
Yes, it's supposed to be a really interesting film. So,
and it sounds it sounds multidimensional, both visual and ultimately something you get to taste. It sounds great. So, and you mentioned when you were saying after the film fest is after the student art show, that is another thing that is happening during Whale Fest. So much is happening. So Min, I want to turn to you now. Maybe we'll start with this student art show. That's when does that happen?
Yeah, the student art show opens on Thursday, November 3rd. So it'll open at 5:30 p.m. Entrance is free. It'll stay open the whole Whale Fest weekend. But we're really excited about that. Our education team has done a great job at organizing student art projects with the local school district. We're even having a photography contest for the first time this year. So we're seeking submissions for that. And the finalist will be unveiled at the opening of the art show. So we're really excited about that.
Very cool. So I want to find out a little bit more about this student art show. So this is students from every age. This is elementary up through college. Or what kind of students are we talking about?
So it's local students, so usually middle school to high school. That's typically the age range that we focus on for the art submissions. And then for the photography contest, we're seeking photos from middle school and high school students.
Very cool. And then the art will be up at Centennial Hall, is that right? Where the
yes.
whole festival is, most of the festival is happening.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when will the photography winner be revealed in the course of the show?
Yeah, we plan to reveal all the finalists on the opening night around 5:30. So if anyone out there is still trying to get their submissions in, we are asking that they're due by October 28th. And then we will select 12 finalists to build out and be included in our 2023 Sikkasound Science Center calendar. So we'll unveil all of those finalists at the art show.
Very cool.
Super cool.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Well, what else is happening in Centennial Hall besides this art show? There's going to be a marketplace and a cafe. Tell us about those, Min.
Yeah, we're really excited to bring back the annual marketplace. So that will be November 4th through 6th, so Friday through Sunday, about 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day. We have over 20 different vendors signed up, so lots of local artists, local nonprofits, small business owners, featuring a ton of different products this year. So if people are interested in learning more about those vendors, you can visit our Instagram at Sicko Whale Fest. And this year, we have a lot of fun food options for the cafe. So we'll have fresh fish serving poke and seafood chowder. Mm-hmm. We'll have a school fundraiser. They'll be providing homemade soups and bread the whole weekend. And we'll also have two donut and coffee options this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow, this sounds great. I fondly remember the marketplace is a great place to go and get gifts for the upcoming holiday season. So it's nice to hear that it will be back. Tiffany, can I ask you one more time to give out the contact information for folks who want to get involved in any of this?
Sure, yeah. You can contact us at the Sicko Science Center at 747-8878. Or if you want to register in person, you can stop by the Science Center during business hours. Or you can go to the website, sickawhalefest.org.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany, Min, and Bridget, for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.